It's your boy, Prince Rara here, and I have a special guest all the way from South Africa. I promised that I was going to bring them on so we can find out what is going down there in South Africa at this moment. It's been a week now since all of this mayhem had actually started. So I just wanted to get some clarification of what's happening down there on the streets of South Africa. And this person definitely would know a lot about what's going on. But before I go into that, I wanted to just quickly mention, I did say it before that like the relationship between like Cuba and South Africa, you know, Cuba is also in the headlines at the moment with a lot of the stuff that's going on there. And, you know, between the U.S. and how the, you know, U.S. has sanctioned Cuba. And it's definitely, it's really interesting to me because Cuba had actually helped South Africa in those days when South Africa was trying to fight apartheid, and Cuba was also against South Africa when I'm not sure what politician was in at the time, but it was in the apartheid era, and I think it could have been the 70s, I think, when South Africa was in war with Cuba in Angola, who were trying to turn into a communist or turning into a communist country, and Cuba was trying to help them out, and South Africa came through and they had war, but South Africa lost and they pulled out. But anyway, they had better relations as time went on, and I think Fidel Castro was good mates with Nelson Mandela. Yeah, so that's just a little quick little history thing there, but you may want to fact check that because a little bit rusty. Anyway, let's get back to this call. Seems like the call's dropped out. Okay, Celeste, are you there? You here?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, Celeste. Thank you so much for joining me on this phone call and speaking about the current situation in South Africa. I know it must be a bit hectic for you. How is everything going there?
You know what? It's quietened down a lot. I think a lot of people have kind of come together and protected the neighborhoods and protected the innocents and, you know, just kept the protesters at bay. So it's been quiet. We also have a lot of the police on the field now, so it's been quiet.
Okay, that's good. That's good because you guys have had such a hectic week. How far were you from all this action that was happening?
So it was mainly in Durban and Pietermaritzburg. I live in Durban, so I was very close to the action. I'm just fortunate enough to not live near a mall, so I didn't witness anything. So my neighborhood was quite quiet, but I mean, we do live in the heart of Durban, so we were quite close.
And you said that you didn't live close to a mall, but could you, like, if you were down the street, like maybe a couple kilometers or something like that, do you see a lot of the destruction that was around?
Oh, yes, 100%. So, like, the closest mall is probably, like, 2 kilometers down the street. So it's within walking distance, and that mall was completely flattened, basically. Like, there's, like, nothing left of it except, like, a shell of a building. So, I mean,
wow.
It's bad.
Oh my god. Now, what do you know about the current situation? Like, do you know what the news is saying and versus what the people are saying? Is it the same thing? Is there any other agenda that we don't know about?
You know what? We don't want to get into politics. We do know that this whole thing was initiated by families or family members of a politician. And, you know, it was just kind of like sparked his followers to do these. At first, it started off as a protest and it just escalated into something completely different. And, you know, we just hope that it's over now. And, yeah.
So what are the basic needs that are being met? So is the government helping to intervene and help the communities down there in South Africa?
No. At the moment, no. A lot of people, private companies, so these big organizations have actually stepped up, and a lot of companies from like Johannesburg and other provinces, they've put out word for like people to donate bread and milk and food, and they have transported all of this down to Durban and Pietermaritzburg so that we could get food, because like with our malls being trashed, there's like little, or there's like almost nowhere to buy food while they're doing the repairs. So other bigger companies have come together, and the communities have come together to sort of like get food down to where we stay.
And it must be so much more expensive, right? To get just your bare essentials.
Transport-wise, yes, it is more expensive, but like, because our factories, our shops, our production has been so disrupted where we are, there's literally nothing. Like, our hands are tied at the moment. Like, where do we get bread from? Because they've burnt the factory down. You know, it's something like that. Like, where do we, there's nowhere to buy fresh produce from because they've burned down the market. They've burned down the shops. Like, so where do we even go? Where do we turn?
So what foods are you able to get? Like, what are the foods that you're seeing that are left on the shelf?
Well, non-perishables. Well, stuff has started, this week stuff has slowly started to come in into like the shops that were like protected, because like what happened was when this whole thing broke out, like some communities actually put a border around their shops to protect them because they didn't want it to get looted. So some of the shops are still standing, and so people have been delivering groceries to those stores. So there's a lot of like non-perishables that you can pick up at the shops, but it's things like fresh milk that you can't find, eggs,
wow.
Those different, you know, basic things is hard to find.
Right. And what's going on with the water situation and electricity? Is that available, like, at, or is it sporadically it comes on and off, or what's going on there with that?
You know what, I think it's a lot of people giving empty threats, saying that they are going to blow up our reservoirs and electricity supplies, but we haven't experienced anything, and I think it's just people trying to instill fear into people.
I see. Now, just moving on to another question now. What things would you like to see from the government in these hard times that are going on in South Africa?
So the communities have been awesome. Like, a lot of people have initiated the cleanup groups, cleaned up and fixed a lot of citizens for free to fix shops, fix businesses, and you know, so it's been a beautiful thing to see the people of South Africa come together after all of this mayhem that went on.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm so happy that there is like a silver lining after all of that people are coming together in the community to help each other.
Yes,
when the government can't.
Yes.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving your time and your opinion of what's going on. And I hope to God that everything just works in your favor there in South Africa. And give love and peace to my people.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. All right, have a lovely day, huh?
Well, there you have it. See, I didn't understand like why it took so long for the news to say anything about it, and they're being very careful of what they're saying, which, I mean, they don't usually. So I just find it very strange how they're just so dry about this whole thing that's going on in South Africa. Like, yeah, there is some stuff about like the food shortages and you know, the death toll and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, it's not like I don't understand why not many people know what's going on. Like, if they're on Facebook, maybe they'll see some stuff. or if they have someone in their life that's South African, then they'll be like, oh yeah, I heard about that, yeah, because my friend. You know what I mean? I don't understand why no one knows about it. Like, it's just weird. Like, all the stuff that was going on. If you saw my story that I posted on Know the Culture, you would have seen what was going on there. Like, full-on riot, gunshots, fire, mayhem, absolute mayhem. It's like 100 and... Yikes, what is the number? It's in the, like, maybe 150 people dead. Hello? What the hell? And also, the damn, did you know that they cut the wire down? No, it's not chicken wire, but they cut, like, the fence down that was at a reserve, like an animal reserve, 200 kilometers north of Durban. And the animals went loose. Yeah! The African wild dogs, elephants, and even hippos. They went buck wild loose. Yeah! The news never said anything about that. Oh, it was a freak. It looked like that when it was like end of the world or something like that. And like everything, like planes are falling out of the sky, and like that was just the only thing that didn't happen. But everything else happened in South Africa last week. Buck wild. Anyway. Hey, praise and a restoration to my people and their land. Hey, God, oh, please, 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 my Father in heaven, you're going to do something nice for my people and all the lands across the world. Thank you guys for being with me. I appreciate it so much. And guys, let's get into some beats before we head out. And it's your boy, Prince Rara. All the way from CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
What do you say?